Is Michael Duchin from Trollis. He's also a company based in France, and they are specializing in web mapping, and they are enhancing both the QGIS server, but also they have a separate web client, which he's talking about now. It's called ListMap, and it's quite powerful, and he will present what's possible with ListMap.
I don't know if my microphone is... Yeah, it's working, thanks. So my name is Michael Duchin, as Andreas told. I'm going to talk about web clients made for QGIS and only for QGIS. Today I will show... First of all, I would like to speak a little bit about QGIS server, which is the base component of a web client based on QGIS, obviously. What is ListMap? ListMap is an open source web map builder for QGIS. It has been created by three Lees in France in 2011, so it has 5 years. It is one QGIS plugin in Python and one web client. QGIS server as the map server, and it is the only map server we use. And we plan to release a new major version 3 in mid 2016, right now. Why QGIS server? QGIS server can render maps based on raster and vector data and export vector data to GML, JSON, export raster. So it is a complete server. You can even use it as a web processing system. For example, you do process treatments in processing, and you can copy-paste them in the server and use some fancy scripts you have made on QGIS and use them server-side with the help of a plugin. Why QGIS server? You don't have to configure again how the map can be rendered in the web browser. You just have to concentrate your work on the QGIS project. So you do all the work in QGIS. It supports many formats, vector, rasters, virtual layers we just speak about. And you have the new fancy features like 2.5 rendering, heat maps, print composers features, etc. This is an example of a rendering. Another one we have already seen today. So how to publish with QGIS server? Main concept is you do your work in QGIS and you copy paste your QGIS project and your data, or you have a database as PostgreSQL. And then the only thing you need to know, you need to do, is to use GIS like QGIS or ArcGIS or MapInfo and speak to QGIS server with WMS, WFS, with standard protocols. ListMap is a QGIS web client. There is many QGIS web clients. What does ListMap do? It lists all the server-side QGIS projects, which means if you have 10 projects put in the server, we will show you a map with 10 maps for each project. It builds and displays one map per QGIS project, and it acts as a proxy, as an intermediate between your web browser, like Firefox or Chrome, and QGIS server. So it can be used to do some access control based on user groups and rights, and it can also generate tile cache that you can access from QGIS with WMTS. So how to publish projects with ListMap? Basically the same that with QGIS. You just need to add some more configurations specific to the web with LizMap plugin. So now I will concentrate the presentation on LizMap features. So the first one is the main page, the landing page. When you go to the web application, you see projects organized in repositories, which are basically categories of projects. And we show, as presented here, we show descriptions about each project and a small image presenting a screenshot of the project. And after that, you can click on one item and go to the main map. The map is organized in a classical way. You have a header with a logo, address search, and some text. You can navigate with a navigation bar, like zooming to different places. You have a left panel which contains, at startup, contains the legend, so all the layers QGIS. You have an overview map with scales and the position inside the map. And we have built LizMap in the beginning with HTML 4 and 5 features. So it's responsive. We use CSS and JavaScript to do that. And so you can, if you change the side of the screen, if you have a tablet or a smartphone and you just change your screen orientation, you will have the view that adapts itself to the side of the screen, and some tools that move in different places to help the user interact with LizMap. So I will focus on different features. The layer legend panel. Legend images are just taken from QGIS server, which means you have all the fancy stuff you can have in QGIS. In LizMap, we can group a bunch of layers in one single LizMap layers. This is very handy for complex rendering, for example, elevation data with a hillshed and contours. You just use a group to simplify the things for the user. And for each layer, we have a small toolbar from which you can see information about the layer. You can zoom to the layer, you can export the layer, and do things like that. Obviously, when you have a map, you need to interact with the map and to ask for what is this data under my mouse. So you can click on the map, and we call that pop-ups. So it's an identification tool. All the configuration is made in QGIS. You choose which fields are displayed via the vector properties. You use aliases in the vector dialog, and then LizMap pop-up displays a table containing field names and values. And we have, you can also use HTML templating to organize your data and to style it, like to have blue backgrounds or bold letters. An example here, this one. So when you click on the map, you have the pop-up that can be put in the left panel. So for example, for this, and you see we use the photo automatically and links automatically if we found a relative place to the image. So you just have to make your QGIS project, put some relative image in the folder, put that in the server, and you can see pictures and links and frames and everything you need to. And since not so long, you can also use the QGIS vector tooltip. So for example, in QGIS, You have the tooltip in the vector properties. You can use some HTML code to put some value in red or blue depending on the value of the field. And you can use expressions too. So you can do complex things. And we will just use it in this map automatically. You can configure it in QGIS. One major new feature in the LizMap 3 is the addition of a almost complete data table system. Basically, it's attribute tables ported to the web. So you need to choose which vector layer you want to publish. And LizMap will show a data table for each published layer. You can search among data, you can launch actions, and you can also export vector layers. One last thing, we support layer relations in QGIS, so parent-child relation between layers. I will show you that afterwards. So this is an example. You see the attribute tables. You can sort by a column. You can just write something, and it will filter the data. And then you can select, unselect things. And all the thing you see here is just configured in QGIS. You configured aliases, you configured the selection color, you configure the order of the fields in QGIS, not in LizMap. You can also filter data, which means sometimes you want to focus on one town or on one area. And so you just need to select data and then trigger filtering on this data. And it will be applied on attribute table, on the objects rendered in the map. And for example here, here we have two layers, districts and sub-districts. And when you select a district, you can filter it, and districts and sub-districts can be filtered via relation. So it's a cascading filter from parent layers to child layers. And you see in the attribute tables, we have the child layers under the parent. And when you select one parent, you refresh automatically the child layers. So filtering can be great. And you can use permalink, you can export, and all of these tools can keep the filter applied. The map tooltip, 5 minutes. Map tooltip is just a way to show information in the above the layer. So it will be. I won't speak about it too long. One key feature of LizMap is the possibility to edit data. So if you have PostgreSQL layer in database, you can just transfer all the work you've done in QGIS form to the web. I won't read that, but show you an example. Here, you use a drag and drop design for QGIS form. So when you want to edit data, you just have tabs and organize the stuff with the combo boxes, checkboxes, things like that. And in LizMap, we will take that into account by allowing to show a similar form with tabs and combo boxes, checkboxes. You have the form displayed on the left, and you will change the geometry on the right, so you can edit both geometry and attributes. In LizMap, we have added layer exports. QGIS can export to GeoJSON and GML, and we have made a plugin to allow more data format like shapefiles. And you can export some layers and control which user can export the layer. So here is a list of exported formats. You can print, use the print composer of QGIS to print in the web. So for example, you select a square, and you print, and it's a QGIS composer just used in LISMAP. Another example. And we designed LISMAP to be extensible and hackable, which means we have a tame support. You can change colors, positions via CSS. You can write server-side custom modules, and we have added the possibility to load custom JavaScripts. So for example, you can respond to some events. A pop-up is displayed, a feature has been added, and I will show you an example. These are all the signals that can be sent by LISMAP. And an example here, you can just act when the pop-up is shown and add some fancy tools like image comparison. Or you can simply add a new menu and add a QGIS 2.3 JS tool in LISMAP just with like 10 lines of code, because we made it possible. You can play with D3JS if you want to. And I will finish my presentation by speaking about the ecosystem. You can use LISMAP as you can use QGIS. So if you have a great QGIS project, you can just port them to the web with LISMAP with some examples like this. Some resources, we have documentation, translation via TransFX, and you can have source code, plugin, and client available in GitHub. We have many languages supported in the LISMAP web client. You can contribute in LISMAP, to LISMAP as you can contribute to QGIS. A roadmap, we plan to release the 3 version in Girona, so in 2 days. You can try it. We have a LISMAP Docker, a LISMAP box, which are a set of Ansible scripts to deploy LISMAP on the server. So if you are a developer, you can try it very, very easily. And I think I've just done it in right on time. Thank you for your attention. 20 minutes.